So, George, you're proposing a snow tire day at Yankee Stadium.
As long as they don't throw them on the field. Help yourself to some shrimp. I brought it up for everybody.
I have to say, this proposal doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, you never know. Let's see how many I can fit in my mouth.
You know, George, the ocean called. They're running out of shrimp.
Oh, yeah, Riley?
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
What's the difference? You're their all-time bestseller.
Yeah? Well, I had sex with your wife.
Right.
The entries in.
Now what if Jimbo's slightly gay? Will Pat Episode 236 coming at ya. This is The Jerk.
That's right, folks. Don't be a dick. Don't be a jerk. Be an adult. Be a kind human.
Yeah, man. It's been quite a while since we talked. Yeah, dude. The just life. Brutal, man. I can't
Indeed.
Wait till the election bullshit's over with. Got caught up in a downtown Chico Trump parade and Black Lives Matter protest on Fifth Street. In the park. It was such a nightmare, dude.
How did that go?
The idiots are taking over. What you want here? Because we played that like 25 times. But the fucking jerks, man. Everyone's being a jerk lately in society. And the mask makes it easier to be a said jerk.
Yeah. I mean, well, the mask is just another representation of the divisions that are being created between all of us. I mean, we've always said, right, like on air, off the air, growing up, is, you know, I've always said, at least, that the biggest problem that we have as a society here in the United States is that we're too busy fighting amongst ourselves, saying you're right, you're wrong, it's this way, it's that way, you're a racist, blah, 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 instead of coming together collectively as a group of citizens of a nation that have been gifted from our forefathers the power to control our own fucking nation. And we look this gift horse in the absolute mouth, right? Instead, what we do is we bicker and we fight amongst each other. We're jerks to one another, when we should all be unifying together against these fucking clowns that are fucking up everything for all of us. And they're doing it on purpose, and they're driving these divisions deeper between us on purpose, because who wins in the end? They fucking do.
The 1% is getting bigger, and yes, the middle class is shrinking and has been for quite a while. Wish we were partying tonight, brother. It's been quite a rough day. Not too bad, actually, but fuck. DMV. had to change a car battery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's always fun.
Yeah. fuck. And this guy worked all day, right? Just got off work because he's a productive member of society. Unlike you other jerks.
Super great.
The homeless jerks taking over. Fucked up, man. shit. So right now I'm drinking a Modern Times. It is the Star Cloud.
The Star Cloud. Very nice, very nice. I'm at the bottom of the beer fridge right now, so I'm just drinking a hazy little thing. But once I get off this line here, I'm going to be... picking up some fresh ales from around town. So maybe some New Glory, maybe some Big Sexy.
Hell yeah, man. That's awesome. And yeah, dude, just trying to cope. Trump still has the corona. That's a shit show. The VP debate, pretty much a shit show. Kamala Zilla versus the Pence bot. What a joke.
Though, I mean, here's the thing, right? I mean, at least it was somewhat civil, right? Like, if we didn't have that presidential debate before it, right, they would have talked about how uncivil that debate was instead of talking about how much it reminded them of what a civil conversation politically sounded like. I mean, love them or hate them, but, like, many of the most famous politicians in recent U.S. history are people that could speak in a way that others would listen to. Barack Obama, for example, the great orator, as he was labeled, right? Because he could speak so eloquently and so refined and dignified in a manner that people would listen to him and understand what he's saying and respect what he was saying, whether they believed in it or not. And the same was true with Ronald Reagan. just to create a parallel so we don't think that it's a one-sided story here, right?
What?
So, in such a short period of time, how the fuck did we get so far away from that?
Bunch of jerks, man. I hope you're doing good, man. You look good.
Yeah, you do.
You look primed, ready to fucking take on the world after your corona isolation of 9 months.
I am so over that isolation.
Yeah, dude. Anyway, in the background right now, we got some Frank Zappa. Interesting pick.
Yeah, excellent. I love me some Zappa.
We got a little Tribe Called Quest coming up. Some De La Salle. Lunachicks, Offspring, Weird Al. Yeah, man, Green Jello.
Green Jello sucks.
Well, they're on this podcast with a track called Jerk. So you're going to have to listen to it, gal.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play some more music.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
What some of you listeners fail to understand is that due to this current global crisis, like, my participation in this podcast is what you're hearing right now. I haven't been able to help out with the editing or the song selections or any of that shit. So, you know, DJ Matador has been bearing the brunt of the weight. And not only that, but we have doubled the output of shows that we make. So, you guys, give this man some fucking credit. Hardest working man in show business right here, DJ Matador.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Getting a little weepy. So, I think we're going to play some more music.
Yeah, that's right. I just didn't want to be a jerk to you, man.
I'm looking at your computer that I'll never load the Windows XP disk into. I have 9 days off right now. That's on my list, man, I swear. And then I'm coming there with the shit.
Speaking of changing batteries, you need to recharge your batteries, man. Enjoy your time.
Absolutely.
This is Rhyme.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't be a jerk, Treason.
Get your butt out there and register to vote, would you please? See you in a half an hour.
Reggie, no puppet. The muscle muscle, it's time to step up.
You know I plastered the little bastard and mastered the real way you slap the bitches, nigga, backwards. Uh-oh, ayo, whenever Busta Rhymes say so. Mm-hmm. When we move, yes, mm-hmm. Sometimes we lay low. Mm-hmm. Ayo, big up my little nigga Pedro. Make you after the L like turkey, cheese, and tomato. Fuck is that, especially for niggas that will pay no attention to instructions like they still gonna disobey, y'all. One twin powers activate real quick so that I can go about 5 feet more with an extra dick. One dick to hold in my hand when I'm rocking the mic. The extra dick to blow up the pussy for the rest of the night. Then I return with more lyrics like a bunch of rough niggas and cough niggas and snuff niggas. I know the club got enough niggas to slap your face. Expert, who the next jerk to make me exert heat? Fuck it, let me network.
Yo, Reggie, no
feel me. Yo, bust a bus.
What up?
The five dog, yo, it's time to step up.
Yo, what the fuck? Check it here, peep the four-man transaction. Fight Ziggy Dog, be on some Tarts or Mackin. You know my steed, there's no time for relaxing. Word to Reggie, yo, it's time for some action. Go swing your ass, I can feel you climaxing. Don't even front, you know you wanna make it happen. Yo, bust a bus, do you hear violate a faction? 80 beats for one show, that's satisfaction. That which MC feel like he fucking with this hair. Word to Queens, I keep shit hot like a Kanish, yeah. Malik and Zach, I'm here to make you look foolish. My rep is bigger than the Afro on Coolidge. Remember White Shadow? My clicks ain't sharper than an arrow. Bustin' Trinidad, I'm treated like the mighty sparrow. Freestyling sun like there was no tomorrow. Hence the reason why your bitch ass will love to follow. Two different doses in your jet, so make your shit hollow. How's about them apples? Oh, is it too hard to swallow? Push your wig backward to Big Moon and Bolo. Billy Razor, Fudge Lover, on down to Shine Nitro. Yo, Boosie, take this mic from this Boosie. Make it run it. 5 foot invasion, son, you can't run from it.
Yo, Reggie Noble.
Yo, Fight Diggy.
What up?
Yo, come on, it's your time to step up.
Check it out. The original shit. We making it. Taking it to the extremes. We breaking it. When we get inside the zone, then you know that it's good. Or you jelly cat, stop marinating my wood. Niggas, grab the mic with loads of malarkey. I braid the knowledge and wield the anarchy. Put it on poop butts who's unsettled with ignorance. Give the last sentence with poignance and diligence. 18 wheeling through niggas like truckers. Breaking ankles. Put it on like we at the Ruckers. Guaranteeing that shorty can move it around. And the place to get you high believes you hear what
on the ground. Contenders, don't you even think to challenge the crown of these brothers who so eloquently hold the beat down. Fuck the rigmarole, we buying for the control. We the musical equation of the whole entire nation.
Five dogs, bust a bust.
What up?
Yo, Reggie Noble, yo, it's time to step up.
Yo, yo, I'm just the ill nigga who don't got it all upstairs. Riding dick, get the balls to then come and pass. Oh yeah, throw the goggles on these engineers, cause it might get kinda wet when I spit this here. Yo, I'm 6'1" with a big ass gun. To carry it, you need a waistline the size of Big Pun. But I move crowds without a gun, like if the
New York State lottery is 99 million.
When it's time to flow, I surprise and blow 500,000 units off a diamond throw. 40 below, I'm throwing when it's time to throw. The caboose, I'm even hard to be touched by a masseuse. Funk Doc gets the money, and best believe I went through more trees than Sunny. Me, Kamal, bust a bus, fight dog. Shit it, pussy niggas get lights on.
Now let's get right on down to the skit. A baby is brought into a world of pits. And if it could have talked that soon in a delivery room, it would have asked the nurse for a hit. The reason for this? The mother is a jerk. Excuse me, junkie, which brought the work of the old into a new life. What a way. But this what a way has been a way of today. Anyway, push couldn't shove me to understand a path to a basic. Consumer should have raced it in the first wave. Cause second wave from believers, and believers will walk to it then even talk to it and say, none of that. Tell him what to say, Mace. So bear my witness. Blind like birds of a feather, drugs are like pleather. You don't wanna wear it. No need to ask that question, just don't mention. You know what the answer is. Now I never fancy Nancy, but the statement she made held a plate of weight. I even stressed it to wait. Did he take any heed? Nah, the boy was hooked. You could phrase the word base and the kid just shook. In his fashion class, once A, now enough. The rock rules him now. The only designs left were once clothes made for Oshkosh has converted to nothing but stonewash. Now hopping in a barrel is a barrel of fun, but don't hop in if you wanna be down, son. Cause down can mean down and out is an action. What does it lead to? Dum, 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 dum. People say, what have I done for all my years? My tears show my hard-earned work. I heard shoving is worse than pushing, but I'd rather know a shover than a pusher, cause a pusher's a jerk. Charity, but the cost doesn't coincide with the ride of insanity. Is it a chant that slant the soul to feel for it? I know it's the border that flaunts the order to kill for it.
Standing, scheming on a young one, thinking this time eight balls for a cool, cool player. Racked it all, tried to break Miss Q, got beat by the boy in blue. Next day you're out by the spot once more, looking hard for a crack in the hole. I asked what's the fix for the ill stuff, word to the D-Ro, the answer should have been no.
Run me a score from the funky four plus one more.
It's the joy.
Rewind that back. This is the age for a new stage of fiend. Watch how the zombie scream, it's the crack. Plain as plain, it should have slain it from the start. Behind the ideals of cranking up the heart. Now the bass claims shop over every part.
We'll be right back. jerk. You're a jerk.
And let me tell you what you didn't win. A 20-volume set of the Encyclopedia International, a case of turtle wax, and a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. But that's not all. You also made yourself look like a jerk in front of millions of people. And you brought shame and disgrace on your family name for generations to come. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete loser.
Episode 236, The Jerk.
That's right. Don't be a jerk. Don't be a dick. Don't be petty. You know what? Being a jerk, I think I'd rather you be a jerk than be petty. Nothing irks me more than pettiness.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's the childish, backhanded, you know, especially like, you know, say you're arguing with your wife and she takes that like, oh, don't you worry about that tone. Or when, you know, you're just, the pettiness is what drives me absolutely insane. So don't be a jerk, but especially don't be fucking petty.
Absolutely, and yeah, this one's got some pretty good music. Some obscure selections.
Unless you're Tom Petty. Then you can be Tom Petty. That's cool.
What's another band you think sucks? Yeah, man.
No. No, when you said Green Jello, I don't know if you know this. There is literally a song on their album that is Green Jello Sucks.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, some weird shit.
Yeah, quality stuff, people. See, that's the depth of, and notice how old we are, Grant. We're calling them Green Jello, not Green Jelly, as they were legally required to change their name because they were sued by Jello after the Three Little Pigs video on MTV.
Is that true?
That is a fact,
Jack. So I only listened to Green Jello and not Green Jelly. Now I remember them. They weren't great, but they got a track that you'll hear.
They were like the they were the approachable version of Gwar.
If like that, to give if a shout out.
If anyone remembers Gwar, yeah. Gwar sucks, by the way.
There was a petition that I signed to get the General Lee statue replaced by the lead singer.
Oh, you know Gwar. What would be better? This would be so much better. To get the General Lee statue replaced with a statue of the fucking General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard, like it's jumping out of it. I'd vote for that.
I wish you were a politician, man. Unlike the scumbags we got now.
But the difference would be we'd put a rainbow flag on the top and not a Confederate flag.
Yeah, so I'd like to give a shout out.
To them good old boys.
To the farmers with their elaborate Trump flags.
For those proud boys.
I thought you said Rambo flag, but you said rainbow, and then it, like, you know, I realized what you said. But, yeah. Have you seen the Rambo Trump flags? Have you seen the Velociraptor with the rocket launcher?
We've all seen the, of course.
Trump's riding it. Jesus Christ.
Bro, I mean, you're talking about NASCAR, and nothing wrong with NASCAR, right? But I'm going to play some stereotypes here. You're talking about NASCAR, Walmart, Podunk, backcountry, country music listening, One Direction knowing motherfuckers.
Okay? That's true.
Dur-da-dur-da-dur. All my moms and pops told me was I don't like them kind. Like, well, did you ever stop to think for your fucking self, bro?
Yeah, there's a lot of shit like that going down on both sides of the aisle. And yeah, Kamala looks like a nightmare. Biden's going to die.
You know, I mean,
or resign.
There's definitely a few moments. I mean, don't get me wrong. If these are my only two choices, like, do I stab myself in the left eye or stab myself in the right lung? You know, I think I'd rather stab myself in the eye because breathing's kind of important. Seeing, you know, you could probably do just fine with one eye, you know, one
Kamala
one,
Harris, the equivalent of stabbing yourself in the eye.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, we're trying to cope. We're drinking beers. It's Friday night in Cali. Did the smoke ever clear up?
We got blue skies right now, man. It's amazing.
He's having technical difficulties.
No, technical distractions. That's all.
Oh, shit. Well, that's good. Smoke's clearing out. Everything's getting slightly better, maybe. They opened some indoor dining here in the Chico.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, here's the thing. I think, you know, it was appropriate to react in the manner in which we did initially because we didn't know, right? We only know what we know. And as the time has progressed and as we've learned more, now we know more, so now we can do more, right? But it's going to be a damn hot minute before it ever gets back to how it quote-unquote was. Anyone that's rushing to get back to yesterday, it's not happening, bro.
I know.
Because here's the thing, you know, even if there was a vaccine available today, right now, that came out from France, let's say, and had nothing to do with the United States of America at all whatsoever, there would still be a 50% division of who's going to take it, who's not. There's still going to be that, you know, 5 to 10% of people before all of this fucking toxic nonsense that were anti-vax, right? Oh, I'm just going to have a COVID party and get herd immunity, right? These fucking tards, right?
Yeah, brilliant commentary, man. Once again, I'm like mesmerized. Why isn't he nationally syndicated? What the fuck? You were just like rolling right there. So hard. Man. Shit. Like to give a little story.
To a girl named Brady. Oh, sorry.
Of defying the mask order, me and my wife, on accident. So we just were like so focused on getting her car running, you know. And so anyway, I bring her old battery in there and it's like hella heavy. And I set it down, you know, with no right. mask on. And then I'm like, we need masks. So like just out loud, you know. And they're like, well, I don't wear them. I only wear them because they make us wear them. And I don't care. I don't wear them outside of this place. And then like the other guy's like, yeah, fuck those masks. I don't wear them either. Like, don't worry about it, dude. It's cool. No mask wearing.
Right? And you're like, no, but it's not.
But yeah, and then it was funny too. I had like five masks in my car. I was like, all I had to do was, and I asked, could I leave this here and come back? And like, we would just grab it and put them on. It's like, not that big of a deal at all.
Seriously.
People make it into such a fucking big deal. It's so stupid. Right? But we're I don't know.
But this is where being a jerk comes into play, right? Because when your opinion supersedes anything else that's presented to you, you're a fucking jerk.
Oh, yeah.
You're a selfish, selfish jerk because you don't care to listen. You don't care to hear. You don't care to grow. You don't care to try. You're going to do what the fuck you're going to do because that's how you do it. Is that really how you want to live your life? Is that really how you wish other people live their lives? Is that how you want to go through life, experiencing everyone walking around each other going, fuck you, what are you doing for me?
Yep, that's the problem with America, man. All right, here we go. More music coming up. Rhyme.
More music. And rants of treason.
Don't you know that birds have Gonna scrape the trouble off my boots. As they were dancing in the evening and the light shone through the trees, this girl my eye was following as the bands played her beat. Said she knew that long time jerk, and she hit me where it hurts. Oh, your heart, now my heart will burst. No, no, no. Oh, but it took me back to wonder that I witnessed long ago, babbling words of preachers saying, don't bury me no more. And I've forgotten how to worry, I don't know how to run. Against the odds I realized this struggle could be won.
With that
long time jerk, rerun those tapes from the past and you look better in a mirror. Feel that long time jerking between the taker and the giver.
Feel that
long time jerk, she hit me where it hurts. Ooh, I felt my heart, now my heart will burst. I've forgotten how to worry and I don't know how to run. I can see as I realize this struggle could be fun. Ooh, through lanes and streets and houses, a reversing rush of time, she made me reinvent the world before invented time.
Closing out the show, it is episode 236, The Jerk.
That's right, folks. Don't be a jerk. Be a peacemaker. Show people that whatever the fuck you're pissed off about is so minute compared to the real shit that happens in life and in the world, right? And I think that's the biggest thing about this whole COVID thing, right, is that people want to treat COVID and the world's response to COVID as if it's like a baseball team, and like either you like the Yankees or fuck the Yankees, but it's not a fucking baseball team. It's something so much bigger than that and so much more powerful than that, right? Look at the fucking NFL. They are up their ass because, well, they had their head up their ass
And they said, oh, you know, we're big tough guys. We don't got to worry about that shit. How'd that work out for the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Like, I don't know if you watch Hard Knocks on HBO, one of the greatest cool NFL shows ever. I don't know if you've seen it.
I mean, honestly, do you think that the NFL is going to be able to finish their season?
Basically, with the amount of, yeah,
no preseason, half the damn players in the league are injured. A quarter of them chose not to play. The guys that are playing are getting destroyed out there. And the ones that aren't getting destroyed are getting fucking sick.
Yeah, man, it's a shit show. And anyway, Hard Knocks, usually it features football and big hits, but this season was all about racial inequality and corona, and they get tested every time they, once a day, you know, when they come in. And one of the coaches during the show on, like, episode 3 tests positive, but they fucked up the test and he wasn't positive. And then so they made him get 2 additional tests that were, like, to make sure it was right, you know? And my question is, why in the fuck don't I have a test where I can tell in, like, 15 minutes like the NFL? Bullshit.
Right?
Fucking sweet. If it's that big of a deal, why isn't there like a home test where we could tell and then say, oh shit, it went positive, you know, positive. It's super flamery.
Right? Shit. And I got,
oh my god, now I've just cracked what you heard in a slow, amazing sound clip of a thing opening. A Disco right. Ninja revision. I fucking love this beer, man. It's one of my favorites of all time, possibly.
And one of the best breweries of all time, possibly.
And that's a bold statement from us, because we love our craft beer. But
what do we know? We're two fucking knuckleheads, right?
But we hate jerks. That's for sure. Fucking jerks.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Was that a Russian accent I detect?
Hell yeah.
I also encountered Tony, the original Tony's Liquor owner in Chico yesterday while getting off work to go like get beers where I got this Disco Ninja. And it was just like, you remember that weird foreigner, man. That Eastern European bastard.
Right. Well, you know there's a new Borat movie coming out, speaking of,
oh,
right?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Like, that whole, like, remember when they, like, right before COVID hit, I think, they had showed him, he was at, like, some Trump rally or whatever, and he dressed up like a hillbilly and played, like, a racist song in front of the crowd?
Yeah, of course he did. Yeah. He's awesome.
Of course he did. Yeah, because he's amazing like that.
I don't
he's
know
like,
if you saw This Is America, but you have to watch every episode in great detail at least twice. It is amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah.
You saw it?
What's that?
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh no, nice. Absolutely. I love Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, me he too. Is, he's Bruno.
He's a genius. You know?
Me and my buddy were just drinking this one night, and Bruno just started. Like, I was flipping through the channels, and it's like the second the movie started, we just watched the entire thing.
To me, he completely, like, I mean, for as much as, for as many times as I watched Talladega Nights, he fucking stole that movie, dude. He stole that movie.
Yes, he did. And also, just straight Dave's MMA event or whatever it was.
Oh, man. But, I mean, I think, what was it? Oh, God. What's the one where he's, like, in Britain and he's, like, the... Why am I blanking on this right now? It's like his first movie.
Oh, the Ollie G?
Yeah, Ollie G India House. Oh, yeah, that one. That's good stuff right there.
Right on, dude. So, all right, well, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. I'm sure DJ Gower's got to get back to the husbandly duties.
You know, it's not even about that. You know, it's about... I think that what I'm learning from this episode really is that we got to talk more.
Oh, yeah.
Whether the people want to hear it or not, we got to get this shit out. We need to use this as our way of just...
Oh, it definitely... When I listen to... There's nothing to listen to, and, like, you're just burned out on the same old punk shit, or, like, hip-hop's kind of stale, like, especially the new trap shit. I can't get into it.
Or, but like, you're on your third 27-minute Dave Matthews song or something. Like, you're like, okay, I'm over it.
And, but anyway, so then I play one of these, and it's got, like, you know, all kinds of weird shit. It's like, all right, I'm kind of, yeah, back to punk. Oh, getting burned out. Oh, now it's hip-hop. Oh, now it's, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's funny that it, like, programmed me to hate, like, I mean, I can listen to one, like, punk album a day pretty much. You know what I mean? Like, I can't just, you know, just funny.
Exactly. Man.
Like,
exactly.
I need a change of pace, like, you know. All right, here we go. Closing out the show. Don't be a jerk. Rhyme.
And if you are, we'll find you, because this is treason.
Hell yeah.
chicken tikka masala at a gala event. I represent that stupid, that's for sure. You'd be like, oh yeah, Adam, real mature.
I like a lettuce, tomatoes, and monster on rye. All this cheese gonna make me cry. Gorgonzola, provolone. Don't even get me started on this microphone.
I'm blowing up like my name is Joe Bazooka. I'm a super duper MC party pooper on a track so sick and make you feel all queasy and make you do like Fred Silver, but I'm coming wheezy.
On the court I go by the name Praying Mantis. Got the edge and I got the advantage. If you could see things from my vantage point, then you could better understand
this. I'm in the lab all day, I scrabble all night. I got a bedazzle so my outfit's tight. When it comes to panache, I can't be beat. I got the most style from below 14th Street. Internationally known as a Keebler elf. I can't keep a catalog up on the shelf. You know I splash on beats like sauce on spaghetti. Putting MCs out of business like they crazy yeti.
Pretty in the Hampty Hams, posing like you're rolling with that cam. In layman's terms, let me break it down. You're flipping and flipping just like a flounder.
I'm a hip hop scholar while you're left back. So jiggle and run, go back to left back. I'm a simple man, like Chauncey the Gardener.
I'm working 9 to 5.
I got rhymes for jerks that's bringing on drama. Which rhyme you want first? The one about your mama? Goodness gracious, golly gee. Shazam!
Celebrating their support for President Trump, ending in disaster after several vessels sunk in extremely choppy waters. Videos captured a chaotic scene on Texas' Lake Travis. Hundreds of boats flying Trump flags and banners in close proximity in the rough waters. Boats creating a lot of those choppy waves. Eyewitnesses reporting several boats being swamped by waves and sinking as frantic passengers jumped into the water. So far, fortunately, no injuries have been reported, and authorities do not suspect foul play.
Outside the Capitol in support of President Donald Trump. As families roll by, people on foot cheering the rally on.
We have to show our support. You can't just say you support it and then stay at home. You have to get out and let people know that you actually mean what you say.
I don't want to lose my country. You know, our freedom, our religious freedoms, free speech. I mean, it just doesn't seem like you're allowed to say your opinion anymore.
The crowd making their way to the Sacramento River, where a fleet of boats picked up the rallying cry. one man on the water saluting as boats decked out with Trump flags and a cutout sped by.
He's given us so much for all the communities, every economic level.
I just think it's a good idea to have a healthy democracy, to get out and support your candidate, you know, whatever side you're on.
We're gonna lose our country if we don't stand up and get Trump elected. That's what's gonna happen. The alternative is, I believe, socialism. You can see it happening. California's a prime example of where we're going. Regulations, regulations, regulations.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And Treason.